is a positive step for Namibia. The info from the survey indicates violence and low level of reporting. And we have stated that we have the national plan on violence against a child. We have now activities to be implemented regarding that. When we do awareness raising for children and for caregivers and for stakeholders, we are encouraging the community to report on these cases, not only the community, but also the children themselves should be able to report what is happening to them. And we are training the stakeholders on our reaction on investigations and not to blame children and so on, but to see how we handle and interview them as when they are reporting cases of this nature. We do training to traditional leaders in terms of the laws protecting children, as they are the first level of contact with the community, so that they know where to refer cases of violence against children. And the same with the teachers also, who are more in contact every day with the children. And this include now the teachers that are running the ECD centers as educators on early childhood development. On the social workers, my colleague just referred to it. At the end of last year, we got approval to have 134 new positions on our structure for social workers. Of course, we are still to see how we include all of them as far as funding is concerned. Our law, which is the Child Care and Protection Act, also makes provision for social auxiliary workers. Those are another cadre that will be working under the supervision of the social workers. We don't have them now, but we are moving forward to start working with the tertiary institutions and stakeholders as far as their curriculums is concerned, and also with the government, the Public Service Commission, on what criteria, the new criteria that we need to put on the systems. As we don't have such criteria yet for a social auxiliary worker on a Namibian government staff structures. We have trained the stakeholders, including non-governmental organizations, on how to identify these cases of child rights violations in their different areas or programs, and they have to refer these cases now to social workers or police for investigations and so on. There was a question on protection offered to victims of violence or sexual abuse. On that one, yes, the government do offer protection, even in terms of removing a child from the specific point where the abuse is allegedly happening. For children, we actually have the Namibia Children's Home for Government, but we also have other 20 centers. We call them residential child care facilities, where we can remove a child who is allegedly being abused or being violated and place them in these residential child care facilities. Investigations will continue, and then each case is done on its own merits. The period of the child to be in a residential child care facility depends on the actual case that the child is involved in.
Are you coming? Are you coming to an end of your of your answers?
Yes.
The question on capacity building on child online. Yes, we agree. People
need to be trained. This is a new